Surrey. Good morning. Hello. This weekend, what are you up to? What are you doing? Have you got any plans? Well, whatever you do, spare a thought for a couple of blokes who, in less than 24 hours, are going to be heading out and taking on a grueling 150-mile challenge. Epsom, our destination right now. They're going to be running the London Outer Orbital Path, raising money for children with cancer. Let's bring in Nick Bird, MBE, one of those who is running, and also happens to be chair of trustees for the charity Solving Kids Cancer UK. Nick, good morning to you. Hello.
Morning, James.
This sounded like a good idea until you probably saw the weather forecast for this weekend.
Well, it sounded like a good idea when we came up with it a few months ago. It's become more daunting as we got closer, and obviously the weather's turned in the last few days. So we're hoping that the forecast won't be wrong, and we'll get away with not too much rain.
Tell me about your the actual challenge. Where is the London Outer Orbital Path then?
So the London Outer Orbital Path basically runs. It's a loop that runs around the outside of London. So you can think of it as it runs on the inside of the M25, which is kind of where this challenge started. It's 150 miles, and we'll be starting and finishing from Epsom, which is where I live and where the path runs through.
Right. Now, I understand you're running with a mate of yours, Malcolm, and it was his sort of idea, really, and he's roped you in on this one.
Yes. So Malcolm and I have known each other for decades, and we both came to running quite late, and we've run marathons and even run ultra marathons, but he came up with this crazy notion that he wanted to run around the M25, which obviously is somewhat impractical. And so a few years ago, he discovered the London Outer Orbital Path. And then it's something that he's been talking to me about for the last 2 or 3 years about doing it. And then kind of this year, I kind of relented and said, okay, let's train and see where we get to. Amazing. And and now it's upon us.
It is. What time are you setting off? You're starting obviously at home, are you?
So I'm quite close to the path. So we're setting off at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yeah, 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we're hoping to complete the 150-mile loop in 48 hours in order to finish on the 1st of September. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And so the idea is that we're going to finish the challenge to coincide with the start of that.
Right, okay. 150 miles is a long way. How are you breaking it up? Where are you going to stop? And are you planning to sleep or what?
So we have a scheduled stop in Enfield, which is about 80 miles. So we're hoping to get there by the end of Saturday. And so the one thing to say is this is not an organized event in any way, shape or form. So it's literally just me and Malcolm, the two of us heading out on our own, having to navigate the loop, and you know, restock supplies along the way. So we've got a scheduled stop in order to regroup and also kind of for safety's sake as well, and then we will head back out from there. Well, if all goes to plan, we head back out at first light on Sunday morning to do the second half.
Amazing. Look, I understand that you're doing this in memory of your son, Adam. Tell me more about him.
So Adam, my youngest son, was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which is a childhood cancer that predominantly affects children under the age of 5. He was diagnosed at the age of 5 in 2009, and he died of his disease in 2013, and I've been involved in children's cancer and in neuroblastoma ever since.
It's clearly, obviously, changed your direction in life then, has it?
Absolutely. Obviously, it's not something that you ever think will happen to you or your family, but it does. It completely changes you having a child who is diagnosed with cancer, let alone who dies of cancer, and completely changed the trajectory of my life.
I'm interested about next month. You said September 1st is the start of what month is it? It's marking which month?
So it's Childhood Cancer. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and you know, there'll be a lot of activity on Solving Kids Cancer UK's social media and other charities involved in childhood cancer, trying to raise awareness and funds to help fund, you know, research. So children's cancer is, you know, rare comparatively to adult cancers, and obviously underserved in terms of the amount of funding and the amount of research that goes into these treatments. So it's all about trying to raise money and raise awareness so we can find better treatments that are more suitable to treat young children with.
Well, we want to wish you every success. I would say I will be thinking of you at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's the time of the day I always wake up, and I'll always wake up on a Saturday morning. I will be rolling over and going back to sleep, Nick.
So if you or any of your listeners want to follow us, we do have a page. It's london150.org. So pretty simple to remember, london150.org. And we do have like a tracker on there, and you can see where we've got to on our journey over the weekend.
Amazing. I'm going to say, will you come on next week? One, so that we can talk more about the Awareness Month, but also just find out how it actually went. I'm not going to say let's do that on Monday morning, because that would be cruel.
we'll see. I'm happy to come on and let you know how we fared.
Okay. And are you and Malcolm really good mates? So do you think this could be the end of a lovely relationship?
We are really good mates. But we'll see after spending 48 hours in this particular kind of environment how we fare afterwards. But yeah, I'm sure we'll be fine.
All right. Remind us of how we can follow you on that tracker thing.
Yeah, it's london150.org. And that also has details of how, you know, you can go and donate and see more details of the route and what it is that we're trying to do.
Best of luck for the weekend. And I hope in part you enjoy it, Nick.
Thanks very much, James.
Nice talking to you. And we will regroup with Nick. We'll get you back on next week. Look forward to finding out what an amazing thing to do over the weekend. It's BBC Radio Surrey.